This podcast contains adult language and adult subject matter and is rated M for mature. Listener discretion is advised.
Okay, so I was pondering the other day about certain things, and I was wondering if folks at the tea companies take coffee breaks.
Well, that's a good question.
It's a good question. And then I was wondering, you know, if we call a person that plays a piano a pianist, why don't we call guys who drive race cars, well, racist?
Oh, no.
These are things that make you go,
Right. And if you defrock a clergyman or disbar a lawyer, can you derange a cowboy? Maybe denote a musician or debark a tree surgeon? But seriously, let's get this show on the road, shall
but
we?
But actually, you know, on that note, I am wondering, what would you call a bunch of fat babies? I think you would call them heavy infantry.
Oh my gosh. I like that one.
If five ants moved into an apartment with another five ants, would they be tenants?
Yes.
Yes,
they would.
Okay, they would.
They would.
And you know, a reluctant potato should really be called a hesitator.
A hesitator. Yes.
So now the party can start with the music.
That's right.
Let's not turn up the music anymore.
Let's turn up the music just a bit. Well, hello, welcome, Habanero. That's not a real word. And rhubarb fluff.
It is. It's that little really hot pepper. Habanero.
Habanero. I thought that was a guy's name that was a drug lord. You know, gonna hold a drug hug.
Easy for you to say.
Hello to all the creatures of the Potiverse. I am Barely Normal. And you are tuned in once again to Barely Furcasting, featuring Tabin. With me, as always, for the first time today, is that pragmatic pup of fluff, Tabin. And how the fluff are you, Tabin?
Well, I am pragnetic. Or
pragnetic?
Pragmatic. Wow, talking is hard. So apparently,
there's something in the water, which is great.
Because I think all the creatures in the Potiverse would prefer if they just did not hear me speak. So it's a very good thing that I am having trouble doing that. So that's how I am today. And how are you, Mr. Barely?
Well, I'm good. But joining us also is our illustrious and wonderful co-producer and all-around sweet raccoon, Rain Raccoon. How the fluff are you, Rain?
I am great, but I wanted to let Tabin know that boy puppies can't get pragmatic.
They cannot get pragmatic. Yes.
No.
Okay, good to know.
No.
You don't have to worry.
Once I find out what that means, I guess I'll know that I can't do it. So maybe I don't want to find out what that means, because then I'll be sad because I can't do it.
Right.
Well,
you probably won't be.
You can try.
Once you figure out what it is, it's bad.
You can try. Okay. I mean, you can always try.
Keep trying.
It feels good to try.
So my homework then for this week is to find out what that means and then try and do it and see if it's possible.
Sure. There you go. Yeah. You have 2 weeks.
Next time, how that goes. Yeah.
Yeah. You have 2 weeks. For all the listeners out there, we will be taking a week off next week because Rain and I are heading out on a week-long motorcycle trip, leaving this coming Saturday. And so we won't be here to record. And, you know, as much as we love Tabin, I'm not sure that leaving him unsupervised in the studio is a wise idea.
Probably. No. I would agree with that. It's probably not the best. Could you imagine you come back and listen to what happened and things blow up? And I mean, you just, that's not
actually,
a good
if
idea.
We came back, you would still be recording because that you wouldn't know when
true.
To stop. It would be the longest known podcast in the world. You know,
I'd still be trying to like sign off. It'd be like a week long sign off or something.
Yeah. So I just to throw things, something out there, I was listening to something. I went down a rabbit hole somewhere and this gal posts on YouTube, I wish that there was a podcast that you could just tune into any time and it was always on and you could just listen to it.
That's called radio.
Yes.
It's been around for a really long time.
Really long, longer than television, actually.
Yeah. Some dude named Marconi made this thing a long time
ago. I thought he made pasta.
No, that's macaroni.
Oh. And why did Yankee Doodle call it macaroni?
Oh, that was
because he stuck it in his hat.
I know. Mm-hmm.
That was a slight against Americans.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes. They call dressing fancy macaroni.
Yeah.
That's a true fact.
Why would you
That's a true fact. Yep, that's
the
a true
British
fact.
Are weird.
Why would you do that? I mean, what? Okay.
But then the Americans took it back and re-owned it by making that song. So stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni.
And everything's
so
when you okay were all because dressing, we are making fun of ourselves now.
Yeah, well, no, that we were just like taking it back. Kind of like, you know, kind of like the gays took back the rainbow and all that stuff, you know. So there you go. Anyway. So anyway, so Rain and I are heading off on a motorcycle trip. We're heading up to the Washington Olympic Range by way of Redmond, Oregon. So we're going to go east and then north and then west and then south. A nice big loop.
I've never been to the Washington Olympic Range. Is it gas or electric?
It's gas.
Okay.
Or is it mostly like driving or a putting? Because if it's a driving range, then that would make sense. But
yeah,
then you might just be, you might not want to do that. You just might want to have a nice leisurely putt-putt. So, I don't know.
Well, but it is a driving range because we're taking motorcycles and we have to drive the motorcycle.
And we are going to putt-putt sometimes too.
We will putt-putt when it's slow. Yeah. Yes. Anyway.
I love how this all fits together.
I know. It's amazing how much
Tetris. All you first, we did not plan out what just happened. It just miraculously came together in one big stupid ball of stupid. Wasn't that great? I loved it.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Anyway, let's get to the past today.
So, as I said last week, I don't know why we pay for music.
He's a one pup band right there.
Maybe it's going to make sounds at every one of our transitions anyways. So,
Yeah. So I don't have anything for the past today. What do you furs have? Anything?
I have nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, I have nothing for the past yesterday, today.
I do have. I do. I have actually a few things I wanted to say before we got to the past today. So as part of my past today, I'll say those things because we can pretend it was in the past 5 seconds ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a plan.
Because that made no sense what I just said, but we'll just go with it. So the first thing I have to say, of course, is capitalism at first almost tired from. You were ready. Bop. You were so ready on it. Because last week he was a little slow and didn't quite get it, but he was on it this week.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, I'll have some merch. I have a fourth wall for all you furs that didn't know. I've been talking about that for the last few weeks. It's tabin-shop.fourthwall.com. I almost had stuff up there, but like I couldn't quite get the stickers to work out, so I'm still working on it. Anyway, there will be some Tabin merch there.
How did you get them off this? Did you get them stuck to your computer screen again?
I did. Like that. Like I put it right here. And then, like, I want to try somewhere else, and I couldn't get it off. So now I've got to, try and get it off my computer screen.
That's a problem.
Yeah. And something tells me that it has to do with me being a pup, and I shouldn't have done it that way. But I don't know. We'll see what happens next time.
Well, that's the same. That's how you know that Tabin's been typing on the computer, because there's white out on the screen. Yeah.
Yes.
Because I make so many mistakes, and it's like...
You do? Yes.
What's the posies? They don't make keyboards big enough.
No.
They really don't. Well, so two other things I have to say are just two things from our good friend of the pod and on our staff, Ziggy Meemweasel.
Yes.
He wanted me to say two things. One, two men were washed ashore during World War I. Their ship, an aging minesweeping model, had wrecked off the coast of an uninhabited island. As the older veteran worked to build a makeshift camp, the younger soldier managed to salvage a radio and quickly telegraphed an SOS with their coordinates. To their surprise, a ship responded within the hour, confirming that it could arrive at their position in approximately 2 weeks. The old vet sighed and shook his head, saying he'd rather take his chances swimming out to the wrecked ship and trying to repair it. The young soldier scoffed and said, "You'd really rather play with that old Minecraft all day." The older man shrugged, "It's better than a fortnight." I actually really like that.
Bad Ziggy.
So I have to ask.
It's a gamer thing.
Do either of you play Minecraft?
No.
I played it once long ago, but I really don't. I didn't really get into it.
Because there's a meme out there now about you know, it's like in Minecraft is like the meme. So it's, you say a word and it's like in Minecraft. And it's like, I don't understand what that is.
I entered the internet. I don't play. It's like Legos, what? But not as fun because you can't drop them on the floor and step on them.
That's true. And speaking of Legos, did you know that if you can get 10,000 signatures on a petition to Lego for a specific Lego build, they will make it for you.
Cool. Ooh. That is actually very neat. All you furs, you heard it here. And I bet there's some furs out there that are really interested in this idea. I definitely did not know about it. So that's pretty cool. Yeah,
that is all you furs. Cool.
Get an idea, send around a petition, and get your dreams made true in Legoland.
Yeah. 10,000 signatures, we can get a life-size Taben Lego.
Ooh.
You furs, your dreams come true. You can have a life-size Taben Lego. Lego a Taben.
Lego my Taben.
So the other thing I have from Ziggy, he wants me to say, is that my husband said that you need to do more chores around the house. I groaned and said, can we just change the subject? He just smiled and said, okay, more chores around the house need to be done by you.
English humor.
That one's a good one, yes.
English humor.
You've redeemed yourself, Ziggy.
Yay, yes. Ziggy. Okay, good. So that would be what I was saying and all that stuff. So I'm done with that.
Okay. And now you can do the boop, boop, doop, boop, boop to get to the past today again, if you'd like.
Boop, 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 doop, boop, boop.
There we go. All right. And what is your past today?
Capitalism almost every third thing from. Okay. Did it. We did it.
Okay. Is that it? Is that everything?
That is it.
Okay.
You're only allowed to use that one time so per episode.
That wasn't really a past today, though.
To my credit, I did actually say it wrong. I said almost thing from, not almost tired from. So technically, I only have said it once on the show so far today.
Loopholes.
Pup holes, as it were.
A series of profitable holes. It's like,
well.
Yes.
Three holes in the ground.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what a boat is, right?
That's a big hole in the water you throw money in.
That's right. That's exactly what that is. So
it's also
we're just going randomly on stuff today for some reason.
Offhandedly attacked Taben.
Okay. I'm gonna give you a word. And you're never going to forget this word from now on.
Okay.
All right. This was told to me at least 2 decades ago, and I still remember it. So you know when you eat a banana?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
And you take it out of the...
I usually taste banana in my mouth.
Yes. You take that last little bit out, you take it out of the peel, and there's that little black seed sticking up in the bottom of the peel. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, that little hole that's left in the banana, you know what that's called?
What is that called?
That's called the bananas.
Oh, bananas.
And you're never going to forget that word now.
Catabolism.
Almost. Okay.
Stop being a bananas.
Okay. So, as I'm scrolling through the notes, in other nudes, let's get to That's Just Stupid or News of the Odd. I have two little things for this. And it's not really stupid. This is more odd, and it's more furry-related or animal-related. So, the first story is, I'm calling it Pass the Puffer. And dolphins are being filmed more and more playing with puffer fish.
Aww. Are they?
So they actually will catch a little puffer fish and they hold it gently in their little mouths and they'll actually toss it. They'll breach and toss it to another dolphin who'll catch it. So they play catch with the puffer fish.
And this is like a thing that's happening more and more or something?
More and more, yes. Really? I think it might have something to do with warmer water, but because the puffer fish are more eligible. But they've learned that the toxin that the little puffer fish exudes is a narcotic in small doses. So they will hold them gently in their mouths and pass it around to get high. And this is the very first time that humans have seen recreational drug use in mammals outside the human race.
I had a flashback to the 70s show, and they're sitting in the basement. But instead of the basement, it's a big, huge swimming pool, and they're like passing it from one to the other.
Well, raccoons do like to eat the fermented apples and get drunk a lot. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if it's the first, but yeah.
But raccoons are not mammals.
Well, yeah, they are.
Are they?
Yeah, they're not. They're not.
I thought rodents were not mammals.
They're not rodents.
They're not rodents. They're proceanids.
They're their own thing. They're proceanids.
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 They're not amateurs.
And you should have titled that. You should have titled that Puffer Puffer Pass.
Puffer Puffer Pass. Okay, and then remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about the surfing otter that was stealing the surfboards down in California.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, she's back in the news because they're trying to pursue her and catch her and bring her to an aquarium because they feel that it's dangerous for her to be hassling humans. But it is now taken on a big turn. There is folks that are protesting not to catch her, to leave her be, let her be alone, let her do her thing. There was scenes of people dressed up like her holding surfboards saying, leave the otter alone. Oh, it's becoming a thing. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be the thing like the litter boxes. I can see it already. You know.
You know what? When you said the FNW Fish and Wildlife Department is trying to attempt to catch her and everything, I thought you were going to say trying to catch her so they can bring her to justice, bring her into the court and have a trial.
Yes,
bring her,
have a trial. A little 33 indictments.
So they'll have to bring her pufferfish to get through it, though.
Well, I don't know that otters use pufferfishes. I know that dolphins do.
And they do other things, though.
Yeah, well, we did agree that otters are assholes, so.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
They have tummies.
They have cute little tummies, but they're still assholes.
Yes.
You can still be an asshole even if you're cute.
True.
Just ask most... never mind. All right, so... Okay. I don't have anything else for That's Just Stupid or News of the Odd, unless either one of you two have anything.
I do.
Okay, you got?
Unless, oh my goodness. Rain, do you have something?
I have not.
Okay, well... So your shoes don't come off because you have not.
Yes.
No, I just wear slip-ons.
Mm. Oh!
And then you slip on
then
the floor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So anyway...
Mm-hmm. I'm not clumsy, it's my shoes.
Yes.
So for this one, we actually have to substitute the word blonde for airhead because it does it doesn't work if I use the word airhead. So I apologize. I apologize to all you blonde furs out there. So I guess this is my news of the stupid, I guess. But so a ventriloquist is touring, and one night he's doing a show in a club in a small town. With his dummy on his knee, he starts going through his usual act, including his repertoire of dumb blonde jokes. Suddenly, a blonde woman in the middle of the crowd stands up and starts shouting at the stage, "I've heard enough of your stupid blonde jokes! What makes you think you can stereotype women this way? What does the color of a person's hair have to do with their worth as a human being? It's men like you that keep women like me from being respected at work and in the community and from reaching our full potential as a person because you and men like you continue to perpetuate discrimination against not only blondes, but women in general, and all in the name of humor?" The embarrassed ventriloquist starts to stutter and trying to say an apology when the blonde yells out, "You stay out of this, mister. I'm talking to that little jerk on her knee." And you know that actually reminds me of the one you've probably heard of, the one that goes, so blonde was driving her big truck down the highway through the country, and out in the distance she's driving through some there's some wheat fields on either side of her, and out in the distance in the wheat field there's this blonde like rowing a canoe for all her life, just going. And so the blonde in the truck stops and yells out and says, "You know, It's blondes like you that gives blondes like us a bad name. If I could swim, I'd come out there and give you what for. Anyway. So back to airheads. An airhead walks into the police department looking for a job. The officer wants to ask her a few questions. The officer says, what's 2 plus 2? Blonde says, 4? The officer says, well, that's very good. What's the square root of 100? She says, 10. And the officer says, hey, that's great. Now, who killed Abraham Lincoln? The blonde says, the airhead says, I don't know. The officer says, well, you go home and think about it and then come back tomorrow. The blonde goes home and calls up one of her friends who asks her if she got the job. The airhead excitedly says, not only did I get the job, I'm already working on a murder case. So that's my news of the stupid.
Oh,
that was pretty stupid.
Welcome to All Jokes All the Time here on BFFT. If only there was a podcast we could tune into at any minute.
I know.
At
any time. If only
we should
we could
invent something like this. That there should be something.
Yes. Oh, wowzers. All right. Let's get to our media.
Media!
Okay. Stereo.
On the radio.
Video kill the radio star. All right. So I have caught up on the last episodes of season one of Foundation on Apple TV.
Good series.
And I started season two.
Oh.
And I'm one episode into season two. So,
Ooh. So
I'm very excited about that show. And then I tried to watch The Fabelmans. And, you know, I was excited for it to come out, and I waited for it to come out on video so I didn't have to go to the theaters. I'm glad I didn't go to the theaters to watch it.
Oh. So this is a movie. I have not heard of this.
It's a movie. It's called The Fabelmans, and it takes place in the 50s or 60s. It's got to be the 60s, I think, because they're talking about computers and IBM and stuff like that. Well, it was all of the coming attractions were showing this kid making movies and how he's learning how to make movies with his little Super 8 and his little editing things. But then about 45 minutes in, it turns into an infidelity story between his mother and his father's best friend.
And no more 8-tracks or stuff.
And I'm like, it's not what I tuned in for. And at that point, I'm like, I'm going to get some chips. And I sit down. And it's like, I'm going to go get something else to drink. And it's like, yeah, I'm done with this. And I turned it off. So
sounds like they just ruined Super 8.
Yeah, sort of, kind of. But
yeah, that was actually a good movie. I liked
Super 8 was a really good movie. Yeah.
Okay, well, I will not. I'm glad you said this because I will make sure not to watch The Fablemans.
Yeah. And then I went to a live outdoor concert in Bend a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. How was it? Mm-hmm. Well, tell all our listeners, what was it?
It was Three Doors Down. Woo! And the opening act.
Wait, I thought you said it was in Bend.
It was in Bend. Yeah. It was in Bend, but it was Three Doors Down from Bend. But Bend was the closest city. Yeah.
Oh, so, okay.
But their opening act was a group called, I keep wanting to say Candle Wax, but it's Candle Box.
Candle Box. I love Candle Box.
And I had never heard of Candle Box before, and I didn't know any of their music. And so, you know, I kept teasing the guys that were with me saying, yeah, the opening band is Earwax, and we're going to watch Three Stories Up afterwards. So, but that was, you know, but
Those are probably the names of the cover bands.
The cover bands, right. Yeah, Candle, Earwax, and Three Stories Up.
But I love Candlebox. They are so actually great. They have so much good stuff. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, and the music for Three Doors Down was good, and they played all their old stuff. They talked about having a new album coming out in September, and they didn't play any of their new songs at this concert, though. So they teased the album, but they didn't play any of the songs, which makes no sense. If it's coming out in September, you know it's all recorded already.
Because it's that's right now.
Almost. Yeah, like Garth Brooks does that as well. He doesn't normally do new songs at concerts because he's like, you know, everybody's coming here to hear the songs that they already love. They're not coming here to listen to me like try out new songs on them. If they like it, they'll hear it on the radio. And if it gets popular, then I'll put it in the show.
You mean the infinitely running podcast?
Yes.
Yes.
The infinitely running podcast.
Yes. The infinitely running podcast.
IRP.
That newfangled thing.
That newfangled thing. The infinitely running podcast. That's going to be our new running joke. And then
once we figure it out, we'll be billionaires.
Yes. The step one, make a podcast. Step two, broadcast it all the time. Step three, not sure yet. Step four, profit. Okay. Yes. Uh-huh. So now I know that the lead singer from Three Doors Down went through a crisis, went through a drug crisis.
Oh,
and that's why they broke up for a long time.
I did not know
but
that.
But in the meantime, he found Jesus. And so between every song, he was telling the audience how much Jesus loves them and how much you're not alone. And it's like, oh, joy, I came to a tent revival. Oh, boy, oh, joy.
You came to a Sunday school, basically.
Oh, they must be here in Salem now, too, because there's one old-time tent church thing happening.
Oh. Three Doors Down.
This weekend.
You go into your church on a Sunday morning, and your normal pastor isn't there. Instead, it's Three Doors Down to give the sermon.
Right. So, and then, of course, I'm watching Family Guy at bedtime.
Bedtime.
And that's what my media has been up to. Tabin, how about you?
Hi. So I've been like normal South Park for lunchies. Like I talked about last week, we were watching the Netflix series Fate, the Winx Saga, which is, for any further that doesn't know out there, it's a magic fairy tale teen type thing. It's interesting. It's holding our interest anyway. And then we started season three of Workaholics. I think I've talked on the show about it before. I don't know if you remember anything about it, but the main three quote-unquote workaholics are dumbheads. Oh, my cow. We might or might not finish this season. We'll see. They are dumbheads. Anyway.
Is this a cartoon or a live action show?
We get through Netflix. Right now we've been getting it on disc, but that's going to stop soon. But yes. No, it's a show. It's a comedy. It's a sitcom thing.
Okay. All right.
It's
Workaholics. All right.
Yeah. It's keeping our attention. It is entertaining, but they're also dumbheads. So I don't know. It's worth trying out just to, see what you think for episode and a half or so.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So that's what we've been watching. I've been playing Bloons Monkeys Go Pop, of course. I've kind of started getting back into Hearthstone. I stopped for a while. I don't think you were on the show when I think you were gone. And so it was me and Rain, and I talked about how I finally made Legend in Hearthstone, if you remember me talking about how all that works. So that was amazing and wonderful. But they changed things, and so I didn't play Hearthstone for a little while, but I've been playing Hearthstone again because they have a new expansion with kind of some fun new decks that I'm playing.
Nice. Okay.
Been doing some of the VR. I'm really loving it. The VR is so crazy. It's just, I still can't wrap my head around how they do this. It's just so amazing. But I've been, of course, doing the Beat Saber because that's fun and good exercise for this pup. And so, Rain, you talked about last week, We Are One.
Yes.
And I got it. I bought it. And wow, it's really...
Isn't it pretty?
It's pretty and like very confusing at first. It's so confusing.
Yes, but once you've played it for a little bit, you get kind of like, oh, this is what I need to do.
I was so proud of myself when I passed the third level. Like that.
Yes.
That was so... It took me some tries. I was like, how in the world? There's only one of those and two. But finally, I'm like, I know what you have to do. And I found, and then the next level is you use that idea. And I was very proud of myself for doing that. So it's very cool. It's an amazing concept that whoever came up with this concept of is very cool. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I played it and it's very pretty and fun and stuff. We'll be looking forward to playing more of that. Haven't really played too much Demio this last week. Talked about Demio a few weeks ago. Any for that likes the D&D tabletop games, but want to do it in VR, do this. This is like a very popular thing. It's very awesome. We talked about it a few weeks ago. Very cool.
Wait. why not just play it in real life as opposed to in VR life?
So in Demio, the your characters are animated and everything. So it's kind of fun because you get to like it's kind of like a like an upgrade to Battle Chess. If you remember Battle Chess and you're watching the little players run across the thing and fight each other. It's kind of like that. It's kind of like Battle Chess, but it's in VR and it's
well, and
it's
also,
a lot of fun.
And also it, you know, you don't have to take time setting everything up and all and doing all that because it does it for you. And also you can like grab the table and move it around and look really, really close or really far away and move things around. And it's set in, it's really cool how they have it set. You're like in a nerdy high schooler's basement or something, you know, with the
oh,
games
a 12-year-old's
posters
basement
on the wall.
Great.
Yeah, like, yes. Like a 1980s, you know, basement.
Yeah, and so it's...
It, complete it's, with it's all really the cool. accoutrement and stuff.
Accoutrement? Accoutrement.
C'est français. So, but it's really... Me Epilettes. And Rain are going to do... Like, play it. Like, we'll both play it and everything. And then we're going to... put it on YouTube. So at some point, all you furs can watch us play Demio on YouTube, and that'll be exciting.
What a unique
and fun.
Thing to do.
It will be a very unique
we
thing.
We just
to
thought
do.
Of it.
Wow.
We're going to make a million on it.
I know, playing video
just
games
like
on
the
YouTube.
Infinitely,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And just like the infinitely running podcast, it'll be great.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
And hopefully we can get our avatars in there too. I know it's possible. We just have to figure out how to do that.
Which one? Which one?
Which one?
The way of water or the other, the original?
No, not The Last Airbender either. We're talking about like the VR avatars.
Oh, those avatars. I thought you were talking about those the avatars. Movies.
Yeah. No.
I'm just a bear. I don't know nothing.
Playing really recently, but I've talked about Eye of the Temple. Rain, have you played it anymore? And Barely, have you tried it yet? Are my questions.
No, he has not yet.
Oh. I have not. No.
I will be bringing my rig over to his house, though, soon so that he can try it.
Someday soon. We have a very busy August, so
we
maybe.
Do.
Maybe in the fall. Maybe in the fall by the time everything goes. I mean, I was looking at my calendar for this month, and there is not a free weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am busy
bear. What are you doing
every
weekend? You're busy bear.
Busy bear. Well, of course, this weekend leaving on the trip, next weekend coming back from the trip, the weekend after that, I've got stuff going on. I've got Rain, or not Rain, Kane's coming up for a visit from California.
Oh, yay. My.
So he's coming up to visit because he's thinking of moving up here. So he wants to check out the lay of the land. He's never been out of California.
Never been north of California. I thought he lived in Oregon at one point for some reason. I don't know why I thought that.
I don't know why you thought that either.
Mm. Well, good to know. I have been. Yes. My CEU has been earned.
Has been yearned.
I'm yearning for it, and I earned
yearning,
it. Now, so that's great.
Yearning. Rain, how about you? What have you been watching? Or Tabin, are you done?
I am done. I did it all. Okay. I did the things.
Okay. I never know whether Tabin
is
done
Thank
or not.
You for, thanks for asking. So Rain.
Rain, what have you been watching and consuming media?
I have
media
been watching mostly just YouTube stuff in between editing last week's podcast. And I played some We Are One. And I also played some new Liminal. Well, you don't really play Liminal, but it's kind of one of those relaxing Zen type, you know, chill out games. Mm-hmm. That has kind of some cool psychedelic stuff.
Yeah, you recommended that to me. I'm going to have to look into it. I forget I'll look into that. I'll look into it again.
Yeah, right. What's nice is you can pay for like credits to do certain things in the app. But if you go to their lab and let them like run some of their new experimental ones by you that they're deciding to put out on the main menu, you get credits for doing that. So like if you want to use the credits to say, save something in a personal spot or whatever. It's, I haven't had to use any of the credits that I've earned so far, but it is a fun way to chill out. There's some interesting, like just kind of, they're kind of like, you know, just mental, like Kleenex. It's just so you can, you know, kind of just stop, you know,
Wait, mental Kleenex?
Yeah, it's like it gets all the gunk out.
I mean, like when your brain sneezes, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, whoops, sorry. Maybe sneeze. Could I get a Kleenex, please?
maybe mental Windex or something. You know, it's just you can turn your brain off and just enjoy like colors and one of them is like it's like you go into this museum, and in the museum everything is all stark white, so you can't see what's in the museum area. And there are little blobs of paint like floating around, and you've got to like puncture those blobs. And as you puncture them, they splatter everywhere, and then you start to see what's in the room that you're in.
Very cool. So
that's one of the ones that's kind of fun. It's there's no point to the game. It's just, you know, just relaxing,
like,
and or mine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, not much else has been going on. A lot of editing and a lot of YouTube.
Busy furs, YouTubing. You are.
Busies. Yeah. Busies furs.
Busies.
Busies with the disease.
Busies.
Anywho.
Izzy. What?
What?
I don't know.
Tabin, what are you talking about?
I have no idea, but thanks for asking.
Nice. All right. All right. Well, with that, let's get to furries in the news.
Spitting everywhere are in. I'm spitting on the furries so that they can be in. What is going on with me and my life? My pawsies are going back and forth. I fly away. I'm so stupid. No! What is going on with my life, Bark?
Wow.
Oh, this one was short compared to last week's.
Wow.
That's true. Yeah. Actually, that is true.
Okay.
I think he went on for a full minute last week.
You got lucky barely for not being here last week.
Hey, hang on a second. Someone's knocking on the door. I'm going to answer the door. Hang on a second. Okay. Tavia, why don't you turn your camera off? I don't know whether this person is going to want to actually see you or not. So
okay, what hi, what do you want to come in? What do you mean you want to okay, sure. Come on in. I don't know who you are, but come on in.
Oh no.
Well,
hello.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Yes, and I must say, catabolism every first almost tired from to you. To you.
This is the unknown fur. Are you, is I there a reason?
I tried to make a disguise.
And I see.
It apparently didn't work.
It didn't work. Tabin, do you know who this fur is?
Hold on.
I do. That's why I catabolismed him.
Yes.
I didn't say anything. not my fault. He knows.
Well, welcome to a Bartholomew Hupple de Pup von Mountweasel, which is his full name on there. And he's wearing a shirt that says, "I found this humorous," and it's a bone, which is kind of cute.
The joke is
almost tired fun.
The joke is really. The joke is really that it's actually about a bone. It's not a pun.
It's not a pun.
It's not punny at all.
I have a really special talent for finding weird things, including bones. Like while I'm bicycling out on the highway.
So. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Have you ever found a half of a telephone from the 50s?
Oh gosh. Possibly. Not that I can recall. I do have several containers of potentially magical items. I don't know. Just like a lot of garbage that you find on the freeway has been there for like over a decade.
Like the rubber band I threw out the other day.
Well, that's been more about a week or so, but
okay. I'm not good with time. I don't okay.
No, time traveling rubber bands. I don't know.
He's not a watchdog.
No, I'm not.
Nor is he a cook.
Because I have no time for that.
You have no time for that. That's right. Oh. Yeah.
I find it insulting that you had to pepper all that in.
Yes. Well, Bartholomew, you're welcome to sit around. We'd love to have you for the rest of the show. That was the idea. You come in as a surprise to Tabin, sit around for the rest of the show. And we are now in Furries in the News.
Oh, is he coming in? So do I go now?
No. You stay.
No.
I stay. Stay.
Sit,
hey, dog,
you
stay.
You stay. Okay. Sit. Stay.
Stay.
Sit.
Okay.
Talk.
All right. Bark.
All right. So Furries in the News. There's the story again about the $14,000 dog that from, I want to say China, but it's Japan.
Japan, yes.
And what's his name? Toko. Yes. And he went good out dog. In public for the first time. And
I was surprised to hear that because I thought he went out public, but maybe he just went out like longer or something.
I think this is the first time he went out in a city somewhere.
Oh, yeah. In a city. Oh.
Like not in his own like yard or whatever, or yeah. With his own friends and stuff.
For all you furs, back on season 3, episode 31, not too long ago, actually, I talked about Toko the dog, who always wanted to be an animal. Like from his childhood dream was to be like a dog, like a border collie. So finally, he actually bought a $14,000, $15,000 suit from Blast Incorporated, who specializes in costumes and animatronics for movies. So this is a beautiful border collie suit. It's so beautiful. His YouTube channel is I Want to Be an Animal. The comments on these videos are just so supportive, and they're all like, I'm so happy
there,
that
you
got to fulfill
now.
Your dream. Oh yeah, there he is. Yeah, he's beautiful.
Yeah. That's a collie, not a border collie.
It's a collie collie. I thought it was a border collie. Anyway, yeah. collie. He is a collie collie.
Like
he's so beautiful, and all the comments are so amazingly supportive. And I'm really glad you got to fulfill your dream. This is so awesome. Blah blah blah. And it's really great.
Yeah.
And so at the time I talked about it before, he had only apparently put out videos of him in his house and coming out onto his yard, I guess. But this is, you're saying he actually went into the city. I have not seen this yet. That's
he
awesome.
Did. Yeah. And in fact,
His Twitter is toko.eevee. That's TOCO_EEVEE.
Okay. There you go. Toko Eevee.
Yeah.
So
okay.
If you just look up Toko the human collie, you'll find all kinds of stuff. It's big news. Big news.
Big news. Big news. But he said, do you remember your dreams when you were little? You wanted to be a hero, a wizard, he wrote at one point. He described his lifelong dream of becoming a dog, and it seemed unrealistic. He remembered writing in grade school, the graduation book, that he wanted to be a dog and walk outside. So he commissioned this suit, and now he's been doing that. So when I fulfilled the dream, this is how it turned out. So he became a collie due to the negligible size difference between the breed and humans.
It's true. It's like very to scale. It's awesome.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Not to scale, but to fluff, as it were.
To fluff, yes. It reproduces the appearance of a real dog walking on four logs. Yep. And despite garnering online fame with his puppy pursuit, Toko conceals his unusual proclivities, I love that word, from most of his friends and family.
Family.
He states, I rarely tell my friends because I'm afraid that they will think I'm weird. my friends and family seemed very surprised to learn I became an animal. So there you go. There he is. And Tabin, do you want to talk about the bear that was cooling off?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
So this is not really furries in the news, but I thought it was kind of fun and notable. And thank you to Ziggy for alerting us to this little thing, that a bear was spotted cooling off in a jacuzzi during Southern California heat wave. Police in the city of Burbank found the unexpected visitor taking a refreshing dip as the state and rest of the U.S. Southwest baked by prolonged heat temperatures. Responding to a call, police in the city of Burbank found the unexpected visitor taking a refreshing dip. After a short bathe, the bear climbed over a wall and headed for a tree. They released a video of the animal in their residential neighborhood, which is about, so for any fur that actually cares, which is about 10 miles north of Los Angeles, near, you'll never guess, near the Verdugo Mountains. Maybe the most exciting part of the story is that we were near the Verdugo Mountains. And that's my story about that, for whatever reason. Hi.
Yeah, when Ziggy showed that to me, I thought he got a picture of Barely in his backyard, but it wasn't.
It wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Kind of like, oh, that. And by the way,
yes.
Bark, do you? We didn't. So you're Bark, and this is Barely, and that's Rain, and my name is Tabin. I am a pup. Bark, hi. I saw you at Furlandia.
Yes, briefly.
And you sent me a picture of you were playing cards that had letters on it, and you showed me that you had the yes. letters FUM. And I think only I and you would actually be the first to actually understand that. So we have a secret yeah. inside FUM yes. card or something. Yeah, or FUM. Or something.
Yeah, I was playing a card game with the kiddo that I could sit, and you know, just the cards came to me. I study linguistics and I love weird words, and so I tried a lot of attempts to fool my friend, but his dad was there and he has a big vocabulary too, and he was able to shut me down quite a bit.
So since you're here, I have to ask, because yeah. I always wonder. What is so? Yes. Okay, so on season 3, episode 51 is when I first said catabolism. Every first almost fired from, because that's what you said, and I have literally said yes. it every episode. So every week since
much
then,
much to our chagrin,
much to your chagrin.
Yes,
and these days,
that's why we have to do that now.
Yeah. So so for the past like 3 episodes, Rain makes sure to get ready because he knows I'm going to say it. So he's just ready to bleep it out. And so I have to ask, we can hear it right from the pup's mouth. What does catabolism, every first almost tired from, actually mean?
Okay, I can tell you what it means because I was actually putting some thought to that earlier. And I did hear an episode where I could hear you finding the rhythm of the conversation, like a break in expectation, and then quickly trying to flip it in before anybody yes. was aware that it was happening. And, mm-hmm. and I think that is really great. Okay. So this last year I was going to fancy college, Go Wolves. I slightly applied there at 3 a.m. because their mascot is the Wolves. Maybe not the Yay. Best choice to pick a school, but well. Hey, you know. And when I wrote that, I was taking an anatomy class and a linguistics structure of English class.
Okay.
And so I was breaking the structure of English. I was also really tired, which I just learned about catabolism.
I see.
And FUM is my last action potential in my brain firing and saying, Mayday, we're going down.
FUM. Okay. Makes sense. Now we know
that
all you first, you heard it here, the official, what all that is all about.
And catabolism is really amazing. Like, you can spend the rest of your life studying it and be really sad about how much more there is to read. I can't tell you anything about it. Except that it has something to do with breaking down complex molecules into something your body can use, I think.
Okay. I had no idea.
It goes with anabolism, which is building up complex molecules from simpler things.
Okay.
It turns out bodies are complicated.
Okay, well, now we have an explanation for that, and let's move along, since we have an extraordinarily long list of upcoming events in August and September.
So
I'm going to try and
many things.
I'm going to read through these, and hopefully, my lips will work If anybody listened to last week's episode, I had a hard time pronouncing some things. So hopefully,
and you broke me.
And hopefully, I've had some enhancement tonight, so I might be able to actually say it, because I found out last week doing this show sober made me stumble more than if I was not. So here we go.
It tied you up because it tied me up. Here we go. Not yeah.
Okay, August 17th through the 21st,
okay,
which is the weekend that this episode drops. We have Campfire Tales in Lapine, Oregon.
Oh,
are you going to go?
Oh,
are you going?
I've heard about it, and I've heard that it is really, really amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm not committed to going yet, but my persuading me to commit to going might be starting right now.
Oh. Okay.
TikTok went last year, right?
TikTok went last year.
TikTok went last year, yeah.
Yeah.
And that same weekend, if you go to Denver 2023, ooh, August 18th through the 20th in Denver, Colorado, you will see the Tabin there.
I'll be there. Yay, my first Denver.
He will be there. Yeah. Also, that same weekend is Slow Fluff Con in Slovenia. And then the following weekend, the 24th through the 28th, you have three. You have Camp Feral in Algonquin Park, Ontario. You have Indie Fur Con in Indianapolis, Indiana. And you have Furrydelphia in, yes, you guessed it, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
What? Now, it blows the fluffy mind.
It does. It does. Now, coming up the first weekend of September, which is Labor Day weekend, there are three cons going on.
You have to work really hard to go to these since it's Labor Day weekend.
It's laborious. Yes. You have Tales and Tornadoes Fur Con in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You have the Mephit Fur Meet in Olive Branch, Missouri. Or you have the Eurofurrence in Hamburg, Germany.
You have all of those. Wow. And you can eat well since you're in Hamburg, Germany. Sure.
Yes. The 8th to the 10th. Yes. Let us leave. All right. September 8th through the 10th, you have two conferences.
I relish what's happening now.
Don't get cheesy on me. Furry Migration in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And you have Furvana in Ocean Shores, Washington.
What is this show even?
I don't know what this show is. This show is so far off the rails. We can't even see the rails anymore. That train is running through the desert on nothing but sand.
On nothing. Like, I think it's flying off into the atmosphere now. I don't even know what's going on.
In fact, it's probably near Michigan at the Northern Michigan Fur Camp, September 8th through the 10th, on free soil Michigan. So it's on free soil.
Doesn't have to pay much for it. So we should definitely have that train come on the show and tell us about that particular fur camp.
All you furs, fill your pockets up. It's free soil.
It's free soil, yes. And you also have the 8th through the 10th in Australia. You have West Aussie Fur Frenzy. Yeah. It's a fur frenzy.
Frenzy, everybody.
Yes. September 14th through the 17th, there are two cons, one in Virginia Beach, Virginia, which is FursonaCon, and you have in Orlando, Florida, where you cannot be gay, is Megaplex 2003 or 2023.
Or underage.
So, it's in Florida.
Because Florida and everything, and Ron DeSantis and stupid and everything. Megaplex is 18 or over because Florida, not because the con, but because Florida.
Because Florida, yep.
Yeah, no.
Because furries are close to drag queens. Drag queens are close to trans people.
Okay.
So by the transitive properties of all of this, he feels that furries.
Transitive properties. Yes.
He feels that furries are too adult for underage kids, even if they have their parents' consent.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, Care Bears are pretty, they're pretty violent and stuff. So you really don't want to. Yeah. And then furries are just worse. So,
yes. Okay, coming up September 21st through the 24th, we have Furnavia in Norway, because what's the Navy fur? Who knows? And then you have Philly fur. Philly fur, not to be confused with Philadelphia fur. This is Philly fur in the Philippines in Quezon City. And then the weekend of September 28th through October 1st, you have three cons you can attend. Finfur Animus 2023 in Viagagasi, Finland.
How do you even pronounce that?
I don't know. So I cannot. The name of the town is spelled V A with an umlaut. With an umlaut, K S Y V A
Foxy.
It's Foxy, Finland.
Foxy. Yeah.
And what's Finland. That other word? Kokoshotelikaluka?
Yes. Kokoshotelikaluka. Very good.
Okay.
Yes.
Good news.
That's in Finland. And you can also go to Fur Dance Budapest.
So you can dance.
You can dance if you want to.
You can leave your friends behind. If your friends don't dance, then okay, hi.
And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine.
Friends of mine.
And then if you can't get to that, you can get to Budapest, Hungary at the Fur Dance Budapest. And Soconi Kulturalasis Kuzpont. Wow, that's hard to say. I should learn Hungarian because I am Hungarian. And then finally, in September, the weekend of September 29th through October 1st, in Fontana Dam, that Fontana, North Carolina, you have Furry Takeover 2023. And those are all the upcoming events for the next month.
You know what I think about that?
What do you think about that?
It makes me think that you can watch Barney Miller, you can watch your MTV, and you can watch Till Your Eyes Fall Out of Your Head. That'll be okay with me. And you can watch TV. Okay, I did that.
I did not know you're Hungarian.
I am.
I am also Hungarian and Welsh. So that makes me.
So that means I got something here. I'm sure you all could get there much faster than I can, but I really want to try and do this. So Rain, especially Rain, but both Rain and Barely can never get enough to eat, but Rain is better at it because he can always make the peanut butter and jelly sandwich because the Welsh and the Hungarian. And I did it. It was stupid. I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's I'm a not peanut sure butter and jelly was. Sandwich Welsh.
Oh, because Welsh's
Because Welsh's jelly. Is jelly.
Oh.
Not that kind of Welsh, pup. It's the Welsh.
Oh.
The ones that are over in the United Kingdom.
Okay.
Those Welsh. The ones United that nobody Kingdom can understand.
The United Kingdom of Jelly?
Yes, the United Kingdom of Jelly.
The United Kingdom of
Jelly. I've never been there.
It's a great place to go.
It's sweet.
You should try it out.
It's pretty sweet.
It's pretty sweet. Yeah. Especially if you stay at one of their fancy hotels, it's pretty sweet.
I've heard it's grape.
Okay, that was
Yeah, it too. Is grape.
I heard it's grape. Yes.
So moving, I know what Barely's thinking. Moving right along, we're going to do some.
We're going to do some trivia. And we're going to play trivia with our guest. And,
wow.
And so first, I'm going to give you some background.
Oh, my God.
About the American penny.
Oh.
Now, did you know
that
the whole penny, right? The penny in America is the only coin that had the same face on the front and the back.
I did not know that.
So from 1959 to 2008, the Lincoln head penny had Lincoln on the front and the Lincoln Memorial on the back, which has Lincoln's face on it. Mm. Yeah. So it was the only piece of this. So the penny costs more to make than it's worth. It costs about 1.75 cents to make one penny worth 1 cent.
Well, that sounds like not very efficient.
It's not very efficient.
But throwing them into a river is free, though.
Yeah, because they're very efficient.
You can use it as bait.
I got it.
Yes. Now, to give you an idea of why that's important, it only costs 4 cents to make a $100 bill.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that doesn't make much sense at all.
It does not make sense at all. No, and the there are over 150 billion pennies in circulation right now.
That's a lot of pennies.
That's a lot of pennies. Yes,
and you know, in the 1960s, Penny was lost in space.
Yes, she was.
and also, when you lay around too much, then
He's trying so hard.
I mean, okay, so help me with this. I'm trying to do something
Get over there!
Because, you know, penny loafers and laying around and stuff. There's got to be something there. I don't know.
Oh, a penny loafer. Okay. Yeah. Well, and before the days of electronic toll collections, you couldn't use pennies you couldn't use pennies to pay tolls on the toll roads, except in the state of Illinois.
Oh,
because that's where Lincoln is from.
Lincoln,
and they had a special place in their heart for.
You're just name dropping Lincoln.
Yes,
yeah.
The name drop. You're dropping that Lincoln. All right. So with that, I'm going to get to some monetary trivia, mostly about the penny. So I'll give you each a chance to answer the question, and I'll tell you each who is correct. Afterwards, I'm going to get my little notepad out here, and I'm going to put Rain on one, and Bartholomew and Tabin, and that came out to RBT, which I think stands for something else.
RBT.
I'm not sure what that stands for.
Roboflavin.
Roboflavin.
Roboflavin. Tenacious. Tumberbocker.
Bark.
All right.
Don't tell anybody my true name.
Okay. Question number one.
They should cast magic on me.
There you go.
Your name,
one.
Okay. Question number one. When was the penny first introduced? Rain, any guesses?
I'm going to say 1901.
Nope. Taven?
Nope. I'm going to say 1843.
You're closer. Bark, how about you?
Too soon.
That's in Arizona.
That's too soon in Arizona.
32.
Too soon, Arizona.
Too all soon, right, Arizona. Actually, wait for it, okay?
Actually, I'm going to give the point. I'm going to give half a point to Tabin because he was the closest. It was actually 1787.
Oh.
So
way back then?
Way back then.
What?
Yeah.
What were they doing with pennies?
What were they doing?
And the original
everything
penny,
cost a penny back then.
Right, and the original penny was about the size of a current half dollar coin.
Yeah, British pennies are still very large.
Yes.
So, I mean, like, what about the, like, human half dollar as opposed to the current half dollar? I don't
know. All right. Okay, question number two.
Elderberry,
what is this show this week? I don't know. How many versions of the penny have there been? Tabin, you go first this time since you won the last round.
Oh, right, because they've done, I'm going to say seven.
Okay. Seven is wrong. Rain?
Okay.
I'm going to say 15.
15 is also wrong. Bark?
I'll start by saying too many, but I'm also wondering, are we counting half pennies and quarter pennies?
No, just the United States penny. Just the United States penny. Pennies. Yep.
1766. Is that what you... 41.
Well, the answer is 11.
11?
There have been 11 designs of the penny. Nobody gets a point for that one because nobody was even close.
Bark.
Okay. All right. Next question. What symbol is on the back of the current design of the penny?
Oh, darn it.
Bark.
I don't have any pennies with me.
No, I paid for parking downtown, and I threw a penny at a tree because I couldn't put it in the parking meter.
Stupid penny.
I don't have it anymore.
This is not let's make a deal. It's fine.
Okay. If I get the wrong door, do I get a goat?
Yes.
Yes. You get it. Yep. Yes. You can goat again.
It's agricultural because... wheat? I'll say wheat.
Wheat is an older design that is not the current design. Tabin, your chance.
The current design on the... Mm-hmm. Which side did you say?
The obverse, which is the back.
The back side of the pen is currently a banana tree filled with cows that you can't see... Because they're very good at hiding.
Yes, this is wrong. Yep, very wrong. Very wrong. Yes, you can't see the cows because they hide very well. Rain, what's your answer?
Well, Captain Rogers would be very proud of me that I know it's a shield.
It is a shield.
Oh,
ding, ding, ding.
My cow,
Rain ding. Gets a point.
Bloop.
Now,
Rain,
for an extra point.
An extra!
No. An extra point. What is the phrase on the shield?
Oh.
Ooh, I have an
idea. It's probably the same as on a lot of our money, E Pluribus.
You are Unum? Correct. It is E Pluribus Unum.
I was going to say that. Oh, my cow.
Well, he got the answer correct. Okay. Now, we have been referring to this as the penny the entire time. But
not what it is, really.
What is the official name of the penny? Bark, you get to go first.
The cent, short for percent.
It's actually the cent, the 1 cent piece. So you are correct. Oh. Ding, ding, ding. He gets a point.
Ding, ding. I was going to say Leonard's girlfriend.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes. Yeah. Well, that would be Penny. Yeah,
that was
or the one that played Shirley. No, Laverne.
Laverne. Yes, Laverne. Penny Marshall.
Penny Marshall.
And Inspector Gadget's weird friend with the iPad, but in the 80s.
No, that's his niece.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
That's niece. Yeah, niece.
She is a weird person, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Our next question.
They have a lot in common.
If you wanted to complete an entire set, you're going to collect an entire set of all U.S. pennies minted. So one of each. Mm-hmm. Approximately how much would it cost in today's money? Rain, I'm going to give you your first guess.
I'm going to guess $1 million. $1 million.
That is incorrect. Tabin, what is your guess?
I am going to guess one penny.
That is also incorrect.
Oh, so close.
And Bark, what is your guess?
So when you said complete set, and I was thinking you said 1.some billion pennies are made. That's a lot of pennies for a complete set. But well, if we're talking about types.
Well, talking about types. So a collection, like a coin collector collects one of everything that was minted.
$2,048.
$2,048. Good guess.
You are actually the closest. It was actually cost you between $200,000 and $300,000 to buy a complete set of U.S. minted pennies. Yep.
That's an order of magnitude problem.
Yes, correct, correct.
So, like, closest?
So does that mean, like, if you like, want to buy an expensive car or something, you go and give them, like, your penny set, and they're like, that's only, like, 10 cents, sir. And, like, no, this is, like, $200,000.
Could be.
But there's only 10 cents there.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes.
I don't know.
Very highly polished.
Yes.
Like
okay.
Condition.
So.
That's my condition. That's why I smell so good, because I'm in mint condition.
I thought it was usually apple pie.
That's
Rosemary.
Rosemary, yes.
And Maurice Amsterdam in Dick Van Dyke.
Okay. So, next question.
That was her actual name.
Rosemary, yes. What is the symbolic notation for a penny?
I know this one. Oh, my God.
Tabin, what is it?
It's the little C with the vertical line thing through it.
You are correct. It's a little C for the little vertical line. Okay. So, Tabin, as a bonus question, for another half a point, where does the notation go? Before or after?
Before.
You are incorrect. It goes after.
Didn't it go before? Like, if you're British, it goes before, and American put it after. I
thought we're not in Britain.
Because everything has to be different. Everything has to be different.
Everything has to be different. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Could I get a quarter of a point? Could I get one? Two, no, how about three over 563rd points for that one?
The sheep hook is coming up.
Okay.
Well, that gives us Rain with 2 points as our winner of trivia.
Yay!
Now,
bravo.
If there was a tie, I had a tie-breaking question, which had absolutely nothing to do with money. So I'm going to throw it out there.
Okay.
And the first person that shouts it out can say they won the tiebreaker question.
we're not having.
What is the only planet in our solar system, our stellar solar Earth. System, that isn't named after a mythological god?
Shit. Pluto.
Nope.
No, that is.
It's Uranus. Ah!
It's Earth. You are correct. It is Earth. It's the only planet not named after a mythological god.
Wow. It was too boring to be a god.
Well, yes. Well, and
I didn't know Uranus was a god, though.
Well,
it's worshipped. It's worshipped often, I'm sure.
I worship at that temple.
Yes. Your temple's on your forehead.
Nice. Yes.
Or a planet.
Your temple. Now. Oh. So since we're talking about this. Do you know what the word planet means?
It's when you have to organize something in outer space because you have to plan it.
Yes.
My calendar on my computer is actually named Bark's Planet Planet. So I would agree with that definition.
Okay.
There you go. There you go.
A planet hyphen it planet.
Yes, the actual reason it's called a planet is because that's the Greek for wanderer.
Mm.
Oh, how mysterious.
Yes.
Mystological.
Yes.
It's mystological. Better than the vagrant, which also means wanderer.
Which also means wanderer.
The vagus nerve, which wanders around your body to all your organs. It's also named.
That's. I think that's the moon. Planet is the wanderer, and moon is the vagrant.
No, the vagus nerve is just. It's a gamble.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a total gamble.
It does a lot of things.
Yes, it does a lot of things. All right, Taven, do you have any story or math for us this week at all?
No, I have none this week, all you furs. So for all you furs that don't know, I usually do either a story time, like I do at cons, but I read it here on the show, or have a math tidbit thing each week. And it's a lot of fun, but I don't have any this week. So stay tuned for future pupisodes for a math or a story time, or you can just listen to previous episodes and hear a math or a story time, and that'll be fun and exciting for every fur.
Or future if you're listening in the past.
Or future if you're we're so confusing on this. Our time traveling is this very
everyone crazy. Listening to this is listening to it in our past.
It's yes, true. This is true. What? Very true.
Wait, dun dun dun.
Well, oh my cow.
Question. Can I ask Taven a question?
Of course.
Hi, you can sure. You just did. But you can do another one.
Shoot.
All right, we'll give you one more for free.
Yes. Okay. Do you know what the ARF invariant is in knot theory?
The ARF invariant?
Yeah.
I don't think I've come across the ARF invariant. What is the ARF invariant in knot theory?
That's a problem I don't know either, but I know it's actually a thing.
Is
well,
it
there
really?
You go.
I thought you were going to do a joke there, but it's a thing.
I read this book about knot theory, and I didn't. So I really like reading math textbooks that I don't understand, and just kind of like laughing and saying, "Wow, that's really complicated. I don't know what you're talking about." And so the thing about math books, especially high level math books, is the person writing it desperately wants you to understand it. And so they explain it in English. They make this context for it. And then they say math. And you're like, okay, now prove it. Okay, no, why don't you prove it? And I will stand here and watch.
So here's what I can say. Wikipedia says, in mathematics, the ARF invariant of a non-singular quadratic form over a field of characteristic 2 was defined by Turkish mathematician Kahit ARF in 1941. When he started the systematic study of quadratic forms over arbitrary fields of characteristic 2. The ARF invariant is the substitute in characteristic 2 for the discriminant for quadratic forms in characteristic not 2. ARF used his invariant, among others, in his endeavor to classify quadratic forms in characteristic 2. Lots of characteristic 2 going on here. Oh, my cow.
Wow. And I have no idea what that means.
I'm pretty sure it didn't say, oh, my cow, after that. But, oh, my cow.
It actually did not. It did not.
But oh my cow, look at the time. Seems we've come to the natural conclusion of our show. Woof, thanks to every fur for tuning in.
It's a good thing.
Hope you're all having a super summer or winter if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. We love you down there in the South.
Yeah, Ziggy. Stay warm.
We love you. Stay warm.
Yes. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I like that on my
egg. Happy holiday sauce.
Yes.
Get that Eggs Benedict.
Mm.
Remember,
a little
we're taking,
bit of lemon goes a long way.
It does.
Yeah, a little bit of lemon goes a long way. Remember, we're taking next week off due to vacations and such, so be sure to tune in 2 weeks for another great episode, episode, as Taven says. Remember, you can help support the show through donations at Ko-Fi, Patreon, or through subscribing on Buzzsprout. You don't have to. It remains free to all, but every little bit helps to keep the lights on and the microphones working.
And, and remember that you can get Taven merch through Fourth Wall, Taven-shop at Fourth Wall.
Thank you. That was my next sentence.
Oh.
You can also support us through Merch Perch at Bonfire Redbubble or Fourth Wall. And my next sentence was, Taben also has a Fourth Wall with Taben-specific merch.
Okay,
so
thank you. Thank
he subjugated and jumped the gun like he gnaws us.
I jumped the fluff and I
down, pup. Down.
And I'm also going
to
plug your Taben YouTube channel.
Yes, do that. I haven't done that yet, so yes, I'll let you go ahead and do that.
I was going to say, be sure to check out Taben's YouTube channel where he has or will be posting some new videos. I know this because we spent an entire day filming, videoing 10 videos.
10.
For him to post.
Oh, it was a big day at you first. Let me tell
it
you,
was
it was a big day for this.
Big, long day. Rain, any last words?
No, just stay furry and be good to each other.
All right, and I will see you Saturday morning. Bartholomew, Hupple, Depup, Von Montweasel, have you got anything to say or any last words, wisdom words for our folks and listeners out there?
Using the Robert's Rules of Order, I would like to second Rain's motion and call it to a vote. Everyone in favor, say aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. Okay. Taben? We now leave the final sign-off to you. Take it away, you silly pup.
Okay, here we go. We'll see if we actually let us end this pup-isode within the week as I attempted to sign off and say thank you all for all you first for listening. We love you so much. It means so much to us. It really, really does, especially if you've listened this long. I mean, in this crazy show, but I think we all had a really good time. Did you all you first have a really good time? Rainbark barely.
I can hear them all saying
yay,
yes.
We hear them all. Yay. So, yes, thank you very much. Means a lot to us. We hope you have a good next few weeks or whenever you're listening to this. Who knows what I am even talking about? Some for out there ask me what I am even talking about.
What are you talking about, Taven?
I have no idea, and thanks for asking. So I'll just end with this with saying thank you so much. It means so much to you. Hope to see you at Denver. Hope to see you at a con in the near future. Huggy tight with posies. And so until then, stay furry, moo bark fluff, bark bark.
Barely Furcasting is an Injured Nerve studio production and is found on all major podcast platforms or can be heard directly at barelyfurcasting.com. The opinions expressed here are those of the hosts and their guests, and no commercial compensation was granted. The Furcast is produced, recorded and directed by Barely Normal, aka Mike Began, and is edited by Barely and our associate editor Rain Raccoon. Opening and closing theme music, as well as some interstitial music, was created for Injured Nerves Productions for the use on the podcast by Reg Day with Damian Tanuki. If you would like to hear more music by Reg Day, you can search for Tweezerbeak on Bandcamp or Hoop Loop Tunes on SoundCloud. Other interstitial and background music by Shane Ivers through SilvermanSound.com, Gator Tots on SoundCloud.com, and the YouTube free is library. If you would like to send us a message, you can do so via email at barelyfurcasting@gmail.com, or on our Telegram chat at BFFTChat, on Twitter, on our Facebook page, or on the barelyfurcasting.com webpage. You can help support the show through donations at ko-fi.com/barelyfurcasting or through Patreon at patreon.com/barelyfurcasting. Thanks for listening. We hope you come back and listen next week.
Moo, 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 look at my shoe. And no one has to hear that.